Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
All right, Cindy, I don't have the ability to open with. I got to try to like rally. Help me rally, girl. Here we go. Hi.
That's how we're supposed to open. Happy. I'm so tired. Are you?
Is anyone else tired?
Yeah, these aren't my normal hours.
Oh my God. It's 10, 12 in the morning.
Yeah. Really? It's so early. It's
dude, I like, how, you know, okay. Freud said that you've got these like two buckets of like purpose and meaning in your life. Yeah, your love, your meaningful relationships, your significant other, your friends, family, and your career. And I keep looking at like our Western world. You know, we had Sanjay on and Dr. Gupta was basically like, oh, we're 4% of the world's population. We use 80% of the narcotics, you know? Yeah. And like, then we had Dr. Ashton on and she was saying that, oh, we have the highest rate of suicide in the world here. And it's like middle-aged white guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of on and on. And I've been like just so tired. And I keep trying to like, you know, it's like if I can just get to here, if I can just get to this, if I can just get through that, if I can just get through this, if I can. And I was thinking to myself, like, God, you're like wishing half of your life away all the time.
Yeah.
This is insane. It's insane. I just got to get through this. I just got to get through that. And it's like, to the day that I'm like on my deathbed, having wished half my freaking life away. And I'm trying to figure out like what is so exhausting and tiring and stressful. And I do think part of it is like the pressure of living in our society is staggering.
Do you meditate?
Dude, I try, but it's like my brain is just like this, that. And I like, the family, there's so much to juggle with family. It's like, it's supposed to give you like all this energy, but like, does it? Is it me? Am I missing something? It's a constant struggle. Like, okay, trying to be a good parent to the kids and feeling like, you know, you're dropping the ball in a bunch of different ways. And then it's, I don't know, like, or, you know, trying to co-parent well with Heidi. And we're actually doing pretty well.
That's great.
Thank God. So, you know, we're doing better than we did as a couple, which is like, okay, which is great. I cannot complain at all there. Thank God. Like, so lucky to have that relationship with her. But it's like, even my parents, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't talk to my dad And I talk to a lot of my friends who have very limited relationships with their parents, and they still have relationships. So then I went to my shrink, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? They're like, I don't talk to my little sister. I don't talk to my dad. You know, it's like, I'm having issues, like, right now with my brother. Like, it's got to be me. It's got to be me. And we look at, like, okay, my dad, he's like, well, your dad's abusive. Yeah. So anybody that goes back into that is dealing, you know, is just, you're setting yourself up to be abused. And there's no boundaries. It doesn't work that way with my dad. With my little sister, unfortunately, like, it's complicated, and I don't want to talk shit about her, especially when she's not here. But it, like, all I can say is from my perspective, it was like, I stepped in. I feel like I did everything a parent would have done for her. And then the minute there was nothing else to get, the minute I was like, okay, the checkbook's closed, I felt like she was like, all right, peace, I'm out. And I'm sure Lauren has, and I've tried multiple times to be like, the door is open. And she just doesn't, you know, it's like, she just doesn't contact the kids on their birthday. She doesn't call them on Christmas. She doesn't see them. She does her own thing. And it's like, the minute I stopped writing the checks, she was gone. I'm just saying, you know, she's young, but I don't know how much more I can, you know, I'm only human. And then it's, I don't even know why I'm rambling. And then it's, my little brother lives with me. And same thing. I end up like parenting. And my shrink is like, this is your fault. You did this. Mm. You set up this dynamic. And then my brother regressed. And we had a fight to end all fights yesterday. But I will say, thank God, like he, because I was like, well, this is it. This is the end of our relationship. And my girlfriend was like, baby, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm. Like, it's a fight.
Right.
And I was like, nope, it's over. We're done. I can feel it. We're done. That's another one. And she's like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is your family. And it's like, I'm not looking for the relationship to be over. I just assume it is. I'm just like, well, we're done here. I guess we're done here.
You fight with as much passion as you give.
Jake, you're that's true. And, but like, I told him very clearly, right? I was like, do not do these things in my home. You live here. I pay for everything. Don't do these things. Every time I go out of town, he does them. And then the last time I came home and I was like, Greg, you know, I confronted him about it. And he looked me in the face, lied to my fucking face. Mm. And then was like, I can't believe you. And then gaslit me. I can't believe you think these things about me. Ends up getting caught. And I'm almost positive the roof came down on the house. I was so upset. Mm. And I felt so betrayed. And I mean, he took it like a fucking man. You know, I'm sorry. But I was like, what am I doing? Like, I guess this is like, what am I doing that I keep recreating this scenario? And my shrink is basically like, you go in and you like try to save everybody because you think that that's where you have value. And, you know, a host of reasons, my family dynamic, my dad's an addict, like all this crap. And it doesn't work. And then people like rebel against the parent figure, which is me. And my brother was like, well, sometimes you remind me of dad. And I was like, really? Really? When was the last time dad lifted a finger to help you? I've done nothing but help you your entire life. Not only that, when you behave like a child, yes, I'm going to behave like dad. When I say, do not do these things in my home, and I come home and you've done them all and you've damaged things and you're lying to my face and you're manipulating, you're behaving like a teenager.
And he's,
29.
Like he would rebel to his dad.
That's exactly right. And I was like, maybe you need to look at like why you're setting this up. And I need to look at why I am. And I'm like, I want to help you, Greg. I want to help you. I am your sister. Like you are the closest. He really is probably, other than my kids, the closest person to me.
Yeah.
He really is. Like we're very, very close, which has got to be why he's sabotaging this dynamic. But I mean, do other people, like, here's what I want to understand. Like my girlfriend was like, baby, because like she's got some issues in her family as well. And she's been through things with people in her family. And they get through it like a normal family.
Yeah, because you talk about it.
We don't get through it.
But, you know, I mean, maybe it's the Italian thing. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, because there's a blow up doesn't mean that's it. Oh, it's over. It's done. Because you are family. It doesn't just instantly go away. It takes time. It takes talking. Sometimes it takes...
She's like, this isn't going to happen overnight.
Yeah, sometimes it takes not talking about it. And then you get some perspective, some distance from it. And then you can come back to it and be... And it's just staying present. And also, if you find yourself evaluating every single thing. Like if you go to sleep at night and now you run your day through your head and you're evaluating, ooh, I should have done this there. Oh, I was good with that and that. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
God, I'm so tired. Yeah. I'm like,
well, that's exhausting.
How is this not working? Well, like, tell me, Jake, because I don't know what else I could do. It's like
it's from my experience. It's not the same dynamic.
Tell me.
The biggest fight my dad and I ever had in my mind was the day that I moved out.
Okay.
While I was moving out, and I still I regret it so heavily. We had this huge fight, and I was so awful to him, and it was over nothing. It was just because we didn't have space between each other, and we were too close. Like I was living there,
okay.
And I was projecting all of the problems I had with myself onto him, and you know, picking out all the problems he had and blah, 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 which wasn't my business. The second we got space, I had time to like...
He can't take it, baby. I said, I was so upset. I literally was like, get out of the house.
It's not get out of the house.
I was so mad. I got to that place where I was like, I am done here.
It was move out though, like for me. And I know, you know, maybe that's not like in the cards right now, but
you can't do it.
When I did move out, our relationship changed. Like my dad and I have always been best friends, but like, now it's just like, he comes to me and says, like, the other day it was so sweet. He's like, hey, let's go sit down and talk. I'm like, about what? Like, who is this? And now my stepmom and I, like, you know, we butt heads because we see things very differently.
Right.
But now I'm able to even say that as opposed to, wow, I just don't get her. Like, I don't get it. Now I could be like, oh, we just see things real differently and we're so different.
Yeah.
And if we butt heads... I could just leave the house because I don't live here anymore.
See, you've gotten to a healthy place with that.
That's great, right? Like, that's how family dynamics should be. There should be a gray zone. You should know somebody's limitations. You should establish boundaries, but not in my family.
Well,
it's like, we're just done. Oh, you're not paying for my master's degree? I'm out. I'm never speaking to you again. Or it's like, oh, you know, you gave me, like, my little sister. I gave her every job she's ever had, except one internship. And... the minute I was like, no, Lauren, I don't care that your boyfriend's in town. We have meetings today. I quit. And I've tried. I've reached out to her multiple times. And I'm like, the door's open. Never calls the kids. Never. And do you know how? And I'm like, be the adult. And I do the best I can. But what else can I do? I'm not going to chase her. Because by the way, I myself am angry and feel used and hurt. And it's like, what do I do? Other people have related. Other people figure this out. You figured it out. Cindy, you figured it out.
Well, it figured itself out. No.
Yeah,
it figures itself out once there's a healthy amount of space put between it.
And the dynamic changes.
Yeah.
Because you have a very strong parental dynamic.
You're right.
With both your sister and brother. Yeah.
I know. Like, they regress and they rebel, like the way a teenager would rebel against their parents.
Well,
you're
the dad they wish they had.
But it's like, I shouldn't have done it. I set it up, and then I get all like wounded, even though I set the whole thing up. And then I'm exhausted, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, how do I end up here? Like, I do this so I can have the best relationship with both of them. I don't have one with my sister right now. Other people have these family issues. And they find a way through it. In my family, it's the end. We're all like, we all stand alone. I think that it's like, it really is like me having to learn that gray zone. And well, also trying to relearn that these like catastrophic arguments, because in my family, that's the end.
No. Yeah. I think.
That's it.
Don't you think that Greg also needs to find like his own personal successes and triumphs and stuff? And once he does, like, because
I know,
as... as tough as it is to see him, you know, not living up to what you want him to, and you're giving him these opportunities and stuff, like, I know from my experience, like, whenever anything I got was, like, I was helped with, it never felt as I felt weird about it, you know? Like,
yep, I get
it. And, like, anything that I've ever found myself and done myself and made myself, I've been like, wow, even a tiny thing, like a tiny little win in poker but I'm like, I learned this myself, I built this myself, and here I am. It meant so much to me. I don't know what I'm trying to say is, if Greg built something for himself and found some success in that,
but he's got to do it.
The problem is it's like a double-edged sword.
You can't keep pushing him towards
I'm giving him a foundation, right? I'm like, you have no rent. All the food's paid for. You have no bills at home. I gave him money to bring his car payment down. I have tried to help this kid across the board. It's like, what in the hell is going on? And that's when it was like, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Like, I didn't even ask, but I'm like, why are you lying to me? Why are you doing this?
He's trying to do it on his own?
Why are you sabotaging things? I honest to God, don't know.
His pressure to succeed is coming from you, and it's not coming from a place of financial insecurity.
Not coming from him.
It needs to come from inside of him. Like, you are covering all his bases that would normally put the pressure on him to succeed or work harder or do something. Because if he needed to pay rent, he'd pay rent somehow. He'd figure it out. But if you're paying rent and then you're substituting that pressure with pressure coming from yourself where your sibling relationship should be, it's not helping him.
No, it's enabling him.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, my God.
I think. Maybe.
No, I think you're right. You're right. I am enabling it. You're absolutely right. And I think for me, it's like, I need to look at why I'm enabling it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why do I feel the need to go in and be a savior? I think part of it is like, obviously, family dynamics. And
it's hard to watch family suffer, for sure.
I'm being the parent I wish I had. That's the truth. Yeah. I realized the other day I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, I was homeless at 17. I was homeless. I never realized that.
Yeah.
I got thrown out of the house. My parents would have nothing to do with me. Neither one of them. I had nothing. I spent some time in my car and some time at a studio apartment of my friend from college on her floor. It took me 6 months to figure it out. And then my mom, at that point, was like, I will give you $400 a month for rent if you're, you know, doing X, Y, Z, whatever. Because I was out of high school by 17. And then she did it for a year, 1 year, for the year I was 18. And then at 19, I was on my feet. But, like, I mean, my mom did step in and say, like, okay, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'll give you a tiny bit of help. But it was enough that I didn't get myself so behind the eight ball. Because,
right,
believe me, there are things, like, I look back and I understand the way foster kids end up in jail because they just have nowhere to go and nowhere to turn and they get themselves in real trouble.
Yeah.
There are some things, trust me, that I should have been like, I dodged bullets. Holy shit, Cindy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, so I step in to be like, hey, I'll pay for your college. I don't want you to have student debts and this and that. And it's like, my sister saved none of the money I gave her, nothing, spent it all, lied to me. And it's like, what I wouldn't have given for someone to have like helped me with things. So I think that's where it's like, yes, it's my value. Yes, I wish I had it personally. It's like being the parent you wish you had, right? You know, it just backfires. It makes a huge mess. So clearly, you're right. It's like, I'm enabling things. And then I'm like, I feel like everybody's ungrateful, doesn't appreciate me.
Right.
And this is the part that I'm playing. And then in my family, we're so fucked up. It's like, well, goodbye. And I have to give it to my brother. Like, he came home. I guess he didn't have a choice. But then I'm like, do you not have a choice?
No, he could have gone to his girlfriends and hid from you.
You're
right. He's not hiding from you.
You're right, no.
He wants to have
this out. You're right. And he did. And he cried and he apologized. But it's like, I was like, this is the third time you and I have been through this in your 20s.
It's figuring. He's
not doing this again.
He's got to figure out why he does that.
Yeah. The third time.
Stop.
21, 24, 29. Third time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this with you one more time. I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, I got to look, you're right. I got to look at like, why am I doing this? And then there's just because we have these fucked up dynamics. That's got to be normal, right? There's got to be a gray zone of like, nobody's perfect. No relationship is perfect.
You're two adults and you're two adults living together and your siblings. That's,
and you're massively different.
Yeah. It's a lot. We'll check back in on this next time.
Okay. Oh,
it'll
God.
Be a follow-up.
I'm so tired. I need a drink.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cindy.
Yes, Jillian.
Father's Day's coming.
It is.
Yeah. What are you getting your dad?
What am I getting my dad? You know, we don't always do Father's and Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm also not there. Sometimes we do. Like, if there's like, ooh, I know what I'm going to get them, then I'll...
Yeah. So you're not going to get a Fitbit or an Apple Watch? Because I have plenty of good fitness gifts to get the father or the man in your life.
Well, then perhaps I'll learn something here, and there will be one in the mail.
No, I got questions like, what are good fitness gifts?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I mean, all right, guys, so get it. Like, you know the drill, but I'm going to run through it. I just did put my little, you know, my thinking cap on here, and it's pretty straightforward. But it's like, usually people will tell you what they need. If they don't, you know, what about a device? What about a Fitbit? What about a freaking Apple Watch if they're a fitness enthusiast? Those are so cool. They track everything you do, heart rate monitor, all the cool stuff, sync with your apps, put your music on it so you don't have to carry your phone. Speaking of music, AirPods. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with mine.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I will not go to the gym without my AirPods. There's a new pair that
they're expensive,
like,
though.
Beats, I think they're like 140, but
that's like birthday money. That's like,
yeah, I get
Father's
it.
Day.
There's better headphones out there.
Maybe there are, but I need wireless. So those Beat ones, but I like, they don't fall out of my ear. I love my AirPods. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah,
like,
well,
if
Lori
I amortize how much I use them, you know, it's like I use them all the time. I've been really good about like not losing them.
And that's amazing.
There were like I'm obsessed with them, but like, what about also for the guy that works at home? Those adjustable dumbbell sets, like there's power blocks, right? You can make them like 100-something pounds or 5 pounds. They're actually good for you too. You can use your dad's or husband's. Bowflex has a pair.
We have at my dad's. We had a thing of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
That way you don't need, and they all, they're, it's just one barbell.
It's one
little thing. It's compact. You don't need a barbell rack or a set. It's like, they're not cheap, but they're effective and they get the job done.
And they don't take up that much space. So.
No, none. Like one set of barbells, or dumbbells. I'm sorry, dumbbells. Oh, they were called Power Beats. Power Beats Pro. That's what they were. The ones that were like,
140.
Bingo. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Gear. I mean, guys can always use new gear, like workout clothes. You know, I mean, a new pair of running shoes or workout shoes, like a new cool gear. Like, G is always running around in his like Lululemon crap.
Yeah, I need help with that because I'm doing yoga now and I'm wearing like my hiking pants or like these like really thin like pajama pants.
Whoa.
And you could totally see my wiener.
Oh, no, you can't.
I need to like.
You gotta tuck the wiener, pal.
I know. I need some help.
You need the yoga tuck.
What do guys wear for yoga?
I think guys wear gym shorts.
Yeah.
Then those are just going to slide up my leg.
Well, you could wear like the tight. Isn't he like in like Dubai or something?
He's in Dubai?
I don't know. I thought he was traveling with his family. That's why he's not here.
He was in Budapest.
Ah, something like that.
I don't
know
where he is now.
But Jake, see. you could wear like those tight shorts under, like tight running shorts underneath a pair of loose shorts.
Because
in Pilates, a lot of the guys wear that, or they'll wear kind of very loose yoga pants. I've seen those.
I can't believe we're not going to get an answer here.
Yeah, I need something because I'm doing it one-on-one and it's just like...
Yeah, no, we can't have this.
Like
no, this
I don't
want to
offend.
No. I can't believe he's not answering the phone.
Like that episode of Friends when Phoebe dates that guy. No. Every time he puts up his leg, you can...
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
Curb where Larry David has the pants tent. The zipper is makes it look like a yellow boner.
Yeah. I think a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
I'm going to look on Dylan Werner's Instagram. I love
you
that
could,
guy.
You could...
He's my favorite guy, Yogi. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Hang on. Let's see what he's wearing. He's so awesome, this guy. He's a beast.
Well, Jillian Googles.
Dylan Werner. Oh, he's got... He's wearing olive yoga shorts. Huh. Yeah, he's got these, like...
But there are also those loose pants. There are loose...
Oh, here's G. Here's G. I got him, Jake. I got him. G, can you hear me?
Yeah, mama.
Jake has just started doing yoga. And his wiener is showing.
Club.
And we don't know, he doesn't know what to wear for his wiener not to show.
Okay. First off, can you hear me?
Jake, yes. Can you hear G? Okay, he can hear you.
Okay. So what he needs to wear is a compression short. Like, I don't want to name a brand, but a compression short. And then typically wear a loose pair of shorts on top. Sometimes I wear
go.
A compression
there
short.
You go. There you
with,
go.
With leggings and a short on top because the leggings allow you to do better. The pose is better because you're not dealing with sweat on sweat.
Oh.
But definitely don't. Mm-hmm. No boxers, no free ball because the shape of your manhood is on display for everyone.
Yeah, that we can't have that, sweetie. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's very. I knew. See, I see. I knew the G would know. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, G.
Hey. We miss you, G.
Namaste.
Okay. All right, there we go. Yeah. Okay, moving swiftly onward. So get your man a pair of compression shorts, I guess is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. A boxing bag.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, you know how easy that is?
A lot of space, though.
No, they're not that bad.
I guess if you have like a garage or a...
It's the size of a person. Like, think about it. Hang it, put it in the corner, a freestanding heavy bag.
I did have one of those ones.
Yeah. I mean, that's like not a, you know, there's even like adjustable kettlebells, like adjustable dumbbells. I mean, I think this is pretty, it's not that freaking hard.
A mat.
Oh, and you know what else? You could get them like a gift certificate to like a ClassPass thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if, I'm guessing ClassPass has, but like the thing with ClassPass, we could buy them like a couple months, I'm guessing.
And
I've actually never done ClassPass.
If they go to a gym and you know the gym they go to and there's like a smoothie bar after, you can get them a gift card to the smoothie bar.
Find studios, get a ClassPass. Like, yeah, you could get them like a couple months to this ClassPass thing and then they could take all these like classes they like boxing or boot camps or yoga through their ClassPass.
If I was a dad, I would want the Jillian Michaels workout app.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
How about some emails, Jillian?
Am I supposed to say what a great idea? Like, I didn't know.
Like, you didn't know this was coming.
Oh, my God, Cindy, great idea.
I mean, I know it's a... This is a whole new experience, this podcast thing.
I know. I'm ready.
So Felicia recently had a baby and is wondering what I need to modify in beginner 30-day shred to heal diastasis recti and how long on average it takes to close the gap.
No. Okay. Oh, God.
We get a lot of these.
All right. So I have postpartum workouts. Those are the ones you should be doing. Obviously talk to your doctor. I can't even, in the app, it's called Bounce Back Baby. And then we are gradually adding all the DVDs into the app, but I think the actual DVD, what's it called? Like Hot Mommy something. There's an actual DVD baby. Jillian Michaels. Hang on. I have to Google it for God's sake.
See, G knows this off the top of his head.
You think he does?
Yeah, he actually said it last time.
Hot Body Healthy Mommy. That's what it's called, which is the DVD. But in the app, there's a program called Bounce Back Baby. Now, diastasis is a bit more complicated. So it really depends on how severe. So in some cases, it has to be surgically fixed. I mean, they will close up a bit and you know, take supplements to help that, like collagen and the connective tissue and the MSM and all that stuff. But, and, you know, you do your core work and what have you. And these workouts are specifically designed to help you rebuild core strength without impeding recovery. But... yes, check with your doctor first. And second, like if the diastasis is significant, it's a surgery. I mean, Chloe had it. My friend had it. And by the way, it hurts. So she ended up years later having the it's like the mommy makeover or whatever, like the tummy tuck thing. Mm-hmm. And when they went in there, he was like, I noticed it was significant. I closed it up and she was like in a lot of pain for a minute.
Wow.
So, you know, it depends on how bad, right? And it'll close up a bit if it's bad. If it's really bad and it really bothers you, it's a surgery. It's not the end of the world. But it's important after the baby to do at least 12 weeks of very specific, like, there's a whole program in my book, Yeah, Baby.
Mm.
Like, don't go to 30-day shred right away.
Take it out of the library if you...
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, if you don't have the money, exactly. It's take it out of the library. Or check out this, try the app for free. This is a 7-day free trial. Mm. Try that. Try the program on there. Or buy the friggin' DVD for $6 on Amazon or something. You know what I mean? Like, although it will be in the app the next couple of months. Takes time to get all that stuff up there.
All right. Kat has a couple of questions. When I do leg drops, mountain climbers, and other movements when my hip is in flexion with my abs and quads engaged, I notice that my hip will click.
Mm.
She Googled it. She asked her kinesiology professor. He explained that my...
The band's going... Iliopsoas, yeah.
My iliopsoas tendon popping over my ilium.
Yeah.
And trying to strengthen my iliopsoas. She goes on.
I got some of that, too. I get clicky things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I bend down my knees.
It's just an alignment thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stretch, strengthen, stretch, strengthen, stretch, strengthen. There's nothing, but she shouldn't be getting pain from it. If she's getting pain from it, it's a different story.
Yeah, I don't see pain. It's the click, I think, that's freaking around a little.
Yeah, it's just it's an alignment thing. So, like, I get it in my shoulders when my shoulders get super tight and I stretch them out and then strengthen my upper back. Mm. And, I mean, I get it sometimes on my IT band and it's like, but if she's not getting pain from it, like, you got to stretch stretch your psoas out. And, like, I have a bunch of stretches in the app for this, but you can Google it. It's not that complicated. Stretch your transverse abdominis, stretch your piriformis, and strengthen your core. But sometimes we have these inherent imbalances, where, like I have, where my pelvis shifts and like one hip is higher than the other, which creates one shoulder higher than the other. And then it's, you know, you might want to do like one session with a physical therapist because they can show you do this so that you can correct the imbalances that are bringing you out of alignment. I mean, I don't take enough time to actually do them. Like, one of them is, so the one hip is super tight, right? So it's like hiked up and the other one is lower. Mm. So the one that's lower ends up getting loaded more, and that's the one where my knee bothers me because my IT band then locks up. So what I should be doing, he gave me this little thing where I would stand off like an inch platform, right? Mm. And then I would lift the quote longer leg, even though it's not longer. Right. It's just because my hips are shifted. And I would like pick up the hip.
Mm.
And if I did it consistently, it would work. I don't, because I'm like, I don't have time for this shit. And it doesn't bother me that much anymore. But it's things like that are going to gradually correct these imbalances. Because that's she's out of alignment. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
If it starts to hurt, though, you really got to, you know, then you really got to, you should see a PT and make sure something else isn't going on.
All right. Chelsea says, first she says to tell Cindy she should make some ASMR recordings because she has a very calming voice.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you, Chelsea.
You know, you can really tell when Cindy's, like, writing these emails in and taking them. It's getting more and more obvious.
Yeah. Okay, Cindy. Sure, but, girl.
Other than that, Chelsea is 34 and in recovery from addiction since she was 31. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love anything to do with strength training because I feel powerful. However, I am really struggling with cardio. I do the stair stepper on intervals, alternating with jogging about 3 times a week. I'm always gasping for air. My lungs been damaged too much to increase my cardiovascular endurance.
No.
I'm also wondering,
oh my God, smokers can heal their
I need to do cardio to get in shape?
No, but again, this kind of goes back to what I always say, right? Like, do your strength training exercises in swift succession.
Mm.
So, you know, lunges, push-ups, pull-downs, minute of jump rope, you can take a second to recover, right? Like, build your circuit so that it's like squat presses, dips, sumo squats, mountain climbers, rest. Like, that is going to tax you way more than a stepmaster.
Mm.
So that's going to be the most effective. And some of us just don't have tremendous endurance. Like, I don't have tremendous endurance. I'm a fast twitch muscle person, but I can improve. Mm. And she can improve. Trust me. I mean, I have seen... No, you can absolutely recover. The body is tremendously resilient.
Hmm. Siobhan wants to know how you can gain weight healthily. She's underweight by at least a few kilos and wants to gain some healthy weight back. I've got gut issues that I'm currently healing from. I'm reading the six keys.
Okay, so she wants to gain healthy weight, lift mm-hmm. weights, and eat... Try to get a gauge of how much you're burning in a day and eat 10% more than that. And that way, it's like calorie partitioning, right? We're trying to take the calorie surplus and use it to rebuild bone, muscle, connective tissue, or to make it denser, stronger. With that said, if you eat too much more, then you can store it as fat. So you don't want to go crazy. And lift. Lift heavy.
That's good. That's
I know. Great. It's not that exciting, but just, you know.
Well, there's a way. But there's a way.
The so answer, yeah. An answer. I mean, yeah.
I have a middle schooler writing in here. Yehudis has recently started working out, and whenever I exercise, the entire next day, my back kills.
Mm.
What can I do to prevent this? And also, how can I eat healthy in school? Most of my family is overweight. My mom doesn't cook healthy. How can I do it?
Oh, poor little kiddo. All right. I don't know what the little peanut is doing that the back hurts. That's the problem. Like, it could be scoliosis. It could be bad form. It could be, I don't know. So that one I can't answer. What I can say is make sure your form is proper. And you can do that with my app or Googling, you know, the exercise you're doing.
Or ask a coach or something.
Yeah. Exactly, Jake. Thank you. The healthy at school, that's so tough, sweetie. This is what sucks about being a kid. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know if I just had the worst childhood. Like, I talk to people who loved their childhoods. I literally, if you said, I will give you $1 million, go back and do a year, I would tell you no. I can't even imagine reliving it. And it's the lack of control. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I zero control. You don't have control.
Yeah.
As an adult, you can make a different decision. You can go get that job. You can buy different foods. It might not be easy, but ultimately you can make a different choice. As a kid, you don't have the money to buy the groceries in the house. You don't get to, you don't get to decide. Right? Like, you can ask, and I would say, can you ask for when they go shopping to buy you healthier foods? If there's not the budget for that, or if you just don't get the support in the household, you know, when you're at school and you're looking at the lunch line, like, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better than, like, mac and cheese. Like, is there a salad bar that you can go to and don't, like, load it up with tons and tons of dressing? Like,
croutons.
Yeah, right? Like, very common sense, like, fruits and vegetables. And meats that are not fried.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to want to go towards. Fruits and vegetables, meats that are not fried. And then whole grains. You know, but avoid like the white sugar and the white flour as much as you can at that cafeteria lunch line.
Yeah.
Drink water, not soda. Like, it's also going to be about what you don't eat. Because as a kid, not to develop an eating disorder, I mean, don't drink soda, mm-hmm. right? Have water. That doesn't cost money. It saves money. So... You know, don't drink your calories.
Yeah.
Don't overeat. And at that lunch line, if it's like, get the freaking turkey sandwich instead of the chicken fingers.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
it's gonna be trying to make those kinds of better choices at school.
But also be a kid.
What does that mean?
Eat the chalupa and on, you know, chalupa day or something. Enjoy the pizza.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm thinking back on my school foods. We had chalupa that
He's
was
talking
like
to little Jake.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This kid's trying to eat healthy.
I know, but
chalupa.
This is a kid.
Doesn't want a fucking chalupa.
You want a chalupa.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.